Yes, sir. We were successful in that. And also, her the parole people came out to the house and they approved that they would grant her up here, and that there will be, she'll be able, that maybe every other month or something to that degree, to come into the office, and they would either come out or speak with her by telephone. So Allah, Master Wasi Muhammad, Master Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control unit, Master Jamin hearing and obey, we were successful in that. Also, her parole officer did send her the parole identification. And I answered Muhammad so-called Donna. She would be able to get in, I believe, with the birth certificate and that identification to visit. But I wanted to know, sir, all I got in person, Master Wasi Muhammad had me ask, which, in order to visit with the brother, so-called Scott, he did request a visit from her, and he's sending her different...
Yeah, well, they're supposed to do that. Well, okay, but here's another
thing.
They said something about they were thinking to change that and make them make sure that they have to have a picture's ID, but if you can try it and see.
Yes, sir. It is a picture ID. He took her picture, and...
I took the picture.
Well, we took the picture, and he fixed one up. But also, would I be needed to go, or one of the sisters go with her to visit, in keeping with all that has been given, you know, proper code and conduct and whatnot?
Okay, well, all praise is due to Allah God and the person of the Master of Wadisi Farah Muhammad, especially for a message of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You know I hear a corn thing.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, nobody has to go with her.
All right, yes, sir, because it was just a little misunderstanding today. Well, not on that part, I believe. She could have gone with the other two sisters, but... she was not aware that they were leaving, whatever. And so I spoke with the sister.
But now what I would like to do is when she's coming down, she ought to visit Brother Sister Esther Mama Sokar and Scary X, Erica X, Erica X. Erica ought to visit Brother Esther Mama Sokar Cato.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, yes, sir, if that's possible.
She got an ID, don't she?
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, why she couldn't have that? Well, she could visit somebody down here.
Yes, sir. No, I was just saying, on that same floor all at the same time. We ourselves were surprised because, but then, you know.
They've been letting them, they both are trustees out here now.
Oh, all right, yes, sir.
See, Brother Anthony, my sister Scott, Brother Anthony, Mr. Carcato are trustees.
All right, yes, sir.
And they get more than two visits a month.
Yes, sir.
They get three.
Oh, all right, yes, sir. Thank Allah for that, yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So, therefore, they can take their contact their visit like that.
Yes, sir.
You understand? Just, now, I know she don't have no objection to coming to visit Brother Anthony, my sister Carcato.
That wouldn't make any difference.
You have to bring that up and see and tell her that's something that she should start doing. She's supposed to visit these brothers.
Yes, sir.
She ain't too good to visit these brothers.
Oh, yes, sir. We understand that, sir. She had wanted to go, but we were not sure. So when in doubt, we just did without.
Oh, well, she's got to start coming to visit them.
Oh, well, yes, sir.
She's got to start coming to visit these brothers.
Yes, sir. In twos or singularly or what?
It don't make no difference,
all right. Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Now we
someone
do.
Can cover everybody. Somebody's got to visit Brother Anthony, or Mama so-called, or Larry Wolf. Somebody
yes,
got
sir.
To visit Brother Anthony, or Mama so-called, Charles.
Yes, sir.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, sir.
Somebody's got to write to Brother Anthony, or Mama so-called, Charles, and Brother Anthony, or Mama so-called, Larry Wolf.
Yes, sir.
I mean, we can't just write to one, even though, look, everybody has done amended for the wrong and for the trips that they went on.
That's right.
Now, how are we going to sit over here and seem discriminatory?
We thank Allah and the person of Master Wallace D. Fire Muhammad, the Master of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, coming through the remote control unit, the Master J-Man with that, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and then when you come and visit, you don't have to double up to visit anybody up here.
All right, yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Changes and renewals. Yes, sir.
Yeah, see, that was at first.
Yes, sir.
Ying before we got to this yang.
Yes, sir.
The reason that it was the ying, because we did not know how their mentality was after going off on the trip that they went off of and doing this, what they had did.
Yes, sir.
So after we see that there, Allah God, the person of Master Wadisi Farah Muhammad, the person of Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, has blessed us to get them back on the square.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? To recognize that trip that they were on was really a trip, you know, even though, and unless it was, so we have to let them know that we don't hold nothing against them because it made it look like I was involved in something that I wasn't.
Yes, sir.
So we got to show them that I don't hold that against them.
Yes, sir, and all these things apply to all the sisters. Is that not true?
That's true.
Yes, sir.
All praise due to Allah God in the building. Although we understand that Sister Asher Mama so-called KK in there, that's another thing.
Oh, well, yes, I understand that. Yes, we understand that. Yes, sir.
Yeah, but now about coming to see me, that's a no-no.
Yes, sir.
That I have two Sister Asher Mama so-called Donna and Sister Asher Mama so-called Lorraine, and that's enough.
Yes, sir.
Unless something come up however, like when we wanted to see that uniform, the outfits that was made.
Yes, sir.
So that particular way, yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
And so what we're doing today is we're just communicating through different things, but we still got to recognize that we got to stay on this thing about the UCF.
Yes, sir.
We got to get these tapes down to the T. Everything about this particular thing, like when I told you when Master Wallace Chief Elijah Muhammad was coming to visit me, all through my life, I mean, was working with me, but I did not know that that was Master Wallace Chief Elijah Muhammad at that time.
Yes, sir.
And you got to remember, when I was up there in, on the car, out in the field from the house up there in Vacaville, when with the Caucasian girl, when I was going through the relationship on the back of the J3 Oldsmobile, and it had three Oldsmobile. When the wife looked at the three little nigger boys over there with the, you know, and I wasn't looking, I just really, I was making love, really. I must really be making love, not because she never talked that way, because she considered herself that. And that's surprising when she says, look at the three little nigger boys. So I didn't pay no attention, and then finally she just kept up and looked at three little nigger boys over there, you know, with the relationship on the back of the car.
Yes, sir.
And when I looked off to the corner of my eyes, because I really thought, boy, I'm really making love to her. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
When I looked over there, I seen three little, very small people, like what you seen, what you was there down in Rose, Rosewell.
Yes, sir.
That size, and they were in uniforms. Do you understand what I'm saying? And they had a lightning bolt on the side of their uniform.
Yes, sir.
For the speed that they travel at. And so as the sun guys, I got to go back to the room for a couple of minutes. Do you want me to leave y'all?
However you want to log on to Professor Master Wallace before I'm home, is Master Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. See, where to be done, sir.
Well, I'm going to leave it hanging down.
Okay, yes, sir.
I don't know how long I'm going to be. I just got to go back and come back out, okay?
Okay, yes, sir.
He what? He going to get you one. Okay.
Sir.
They just got to visit and just in. I was looking at them through the window.
Yes, sir.
They just coming to visit. And then they go, you know, when they were saying, don't open again. And well, I got a kind of person, Master Wallace, I'm going to ask you to pass the bill of the Lord, and the Muslim name of Muhammad, and the Muslim name of Muhammad, and the Muslim name of Muhammad, Master Band of the Year by Lord of Hosts, Master Wallace, Chief of the Lord, Muhammad, and the Muslim name of Muhammad, and the Muslim name of Muhammad, and then January 1994.
Yes, sir.
Okay. When I looked over and I seen that, there are three little persons standing over there in uniform, but what was amazing more so to me was what they were standing next to, what is referred to as a UFO.
Yes, sir.
So, now I told the female, I said, look, Marty, I said, now look, I'm taking the keys to this car. Now, when I break in this car and get in this side, you better be in the other side because I'm taking off.
Yes, sir.
So, and I got into the car, this is Barry Sam's car, too, made to catch the 57, 57 Oldsmobile, J2. Okay, but now, so we took off, whoop, got out the field, whoop, went around and came down through that back door and along the side, past there, and came on down there, whoop, and went up into the place, and got in, went into the house that quick.
Yes, sir.
Bounced down on the corner.
Yes, sir.
Not looking back, not giving a darn to see what that, not to see what that was anymore. So I put the blankets up, and I commenced to light in a potbelly heater stove that runs by wood.
Yes, sir.
So I commenced to trying to get back off to, and I was messing with the white-haired man, and I was commencing to mess to get back off into the trip that was on. When all of a sudden she said again, the three little nigger boys. So I'm looking over there, and they had then took and they had stuck a wire in under the crack of the window and had moved the curtain back and was looking at us.
Yes, sir.
So I got in, broke out the house, got into the car, and hit down the road and went that back way. You know that back way that I brought y'all coming into Vacaville sometime? On that Brown Valley Road?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's when I was on that Brown Valley Road back there, and the craft was staying right with me all the way. I've never seen them get back on the craft, but the craft was always right there beside me with me. Remember, I told you, when I got down there on that main drag down there, where the bus depot part is, where that bus depot station was at, well, I stopped, and I ran into there and called the, it wasn't, no, I could see it sitting way back out in the field back there, and I went and called KDIA because they give you money if you call in on a special tip.
Yes, sir.
Remember that sister down there?
Yes, sir.
And so I was called in, I said, well, I might as well get me some money on this. I'm going to tell them what's happening right now, that these UFOs have been chasing me.
Yes, sir.
So I called in to report on the UFOs, and they said that I was late because they are already getting all kind of reports about UFOs up in that area there right now.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I said?
Yes,
they
sir.
Said, well, they'll still send me something. They sent me a pen with, it's a KDI writing pen.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? They still sent me accepted.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, all praise due to Allah. From that day forth, my life had begun to change.
Yes, sir.
Whether I was aware of it or not. You understand? There's a lot of more things that I have to be filled in on to you about that, and about the white hidden manner and stuff, and about how I made a covenant to God that if something happened to me one time, and I told him that if he would let me live, I would teach the children and all this here and stuff. You know what I'm saying? That was before I could still even read, write, or spell, or even before I knew who Allah was.
Yes, sir.
Or Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad was.
Yes,
because, you know, I told you I went back to participating. One time I was participating off into something in that section field there, up there in that little house down on that corner down there, and the door blew open. Boom! And then all it was a bright light. And I could hear this voice, and I crawled over into the corner by the fridge. I was with that Caucasian girl, Marty. And so I crawled over to the refrigerator in the corner back by the back door, and this voice told me to get up upon my feet. He wanted to talk to me, but you know what was so funny about it? He said, "Son of man," to me.
Yes, sir.
That voice said, "Son of man." You know what I'm saying? And I was fighting all this. I just know this is God looking to destroy me for what I was doing with this here woman here. Well, anyway, I'll get back to that particular part later, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, are you still listening?
Yes, sir. I was flipping the tape.
The voice told me,
oh,
huh?
Oh, wait.
What'd you say?
Just a minute. Okay, just checking my tape, yes, sir, to make sure that I wasn't taping over as I used.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Yes, sir.
Okay, ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so therefore, this voice, it was just a bright light. I couldn't look at the bright light because it was hurting my eyes. The door was open, and I was over, and I knew it was God freaking to destroy me now.
Yes.
Freaking to take my life from me. But this voice told me, "Son of man, stand upon my feet."
Yes, sir.
And I still was down because I was shaking and sweating all over, and I knew this is the end.
Yes,
on
sir.
My way to hell now.
Yes, sir.
The way the Christian teaches it.
Yes, sir.
So he told me to stand upon my feet, and I wasn't, and the voice told me, he said, "Get up," and something got inside of me, whoop, and lift me up upon my feet. My eyes was wide open. I was not shaking no more, and he told me to go out, and he wanted me to come out into the wilderness because he wanted to come down, he wanted to say something to me. He said, "He told me, I want you to come out into the wilderness, and I'm going to come down, and I'm going to talk to you." I was coming down, and it didn't even mean nothing to me then, neither. Do you understand what I'm saying? I didn't understand what he said. So he told me to come into the wilderness, but I said, "Where is the wilderness?" He said, "Just get in the car." So I got in the car, and she got in the car with me, the Caucasian female. And so I drove to this wilderness. I was being guided and controlled. I could feel this thing controlling me. I could also see that thing that I run the front, you know, with about the three little nigger boys, the UFO.
Yes, sir.
It was sitting off there, and my eyes was focused dead on that. My eyes never left that UFO.
Yes, sir.
I started the car, never had to see none of the outlets of the car, the switch and the steering wheel, never had to see that. My eyes were on that, and whatever it was there drove me all the way from Bakersfield down to Vallejo, out into Blue Ox Springs out there.
Yes, sir.
And that's where, when they touched down, when I was parked out there, and it was at night, and I parked out there, and it touched, this light came over the hill, and I kicked it, whoop, and sit down, whoop. You know, I showed y'all out there once where that took place at.
Yes, sir.
At Blue Ox Springs.
Oh, yes, sir.
Wilderness out there.
Yes, sir.
When it touched down, I told you that when I was out there, cats, big old cats the size of panthers, almost, and over there, was walking all over the car.
Yes, sir.
Around out there.
Yes,
so the female wouldn't get out, but I got out and walked out into the field. She was telling me, don't go out there. But this, whatever it was, took me out to the field. I climbed through the bottom of my fence, went out to the field, and this person started coming from out of that glow of that UFO.
Yes, sir.
This person was a Caucasian-looking person, had on a long gown like the holy gown that the sisters wear.
Yes, sir.
Hair was long and black.
Yes, sir.
That was Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
That was the person that they showed the picture of. That's this person that had always been overseeing my life.
Yes, sir.
All that I remember speaking to him in a way, or he was speaking to me, and the next thing I know, I was coming back out the field. What? I didn't see him leave. Didn't see the craft leave. It was just like that part of a stretch from me.
Yes, sir.
And I was coming out the field, and guess who came out the field too? Train man.
Yes, sir.
Talking about, "Man, in the world is you doing? Where out here all by yourself?" He does things like that. I seen that. I seen that just then. You are who you are.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you the truth.
Yes, sir.
He Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
People call Train Man Willis because he goes out into the fields and different things and just be acting like a train. He go where other people would not go.
Yes, sir.
And he was way out there.
Yes, sir.
And I started teaching. He started listening a lot to Islam later on.
Yes, sir.
But he, for a moment, did not know nothing about Islam, and neither did I.
Yes, sir.
He just said, but I seen that.
Yes, sir.
Woo, what was that? But we both forgot that for a while.
Yes, sir.
But you got to remember, he was a contraceptive baby that was born off a contraceptive that was supposed to stop people from having baby. He was a special born type of child.
Yes,
and I was
sir.
There and gave him a freight train when he was born.
Yes, sir.
He was testified scared of freight trains or any kind of train.
Yes,
but I'll get back to that later about the train man, who's now the minister for the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yes, sir.
But I'll pay the due to a lot of God who came into prison to ask the brothers to ride behind the special for the message of the Most Honored Pastor. At all this time, I had encountered the UFOs before when I was a little six-year-old child. Remember I told you I was in a swing?
Yes, sir.
I was pumping a swing, and I kept pumping this swing, and all of a sudden I was out, and I was told everybody else was gone in, and it was late at night, and I should have been in. But I'm pumping this swing. You stand up in it. You know you can pop it. You can pop it standing up in it.
Yes, sir.
And so I seen this light. And it just burning. It looked like a meteorite or something burning, falling. I thought it was flame. So I'm trying to pump so I can see it. And the thing was, the chain on the swing was going pop. You know, they get to popping when you get too high. Like it's snapping, like you know, you understand what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to get it to go higher so I can keep my eye on it. I'm way up in there swinging, way up higher than you're normally supposed to swing.
Yes, sir.
So it's snapping. And what happened, I'm seeing it in there. I see it coming toward me like a ball of fire, like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm so enthused and hung up over it. But then the next thing I know, I want you to understand this now. This is it. The next thing I know, I hear sirens and all kinds of things. But I'm standing in front of the house of the apartment where my so-called mother, the other, my so-called dad, and Miss Henderson, that's Alvin Henderson, you know what I introduced you to, Alvin Henderson?
Yes,
sir. His parents and them living. We living in some car road and mid-road apartments down there where I told you that little store right over the hill there, where I told you I was trying to raise up, where they still got that little kindergarten night where I was raised at.
Yes, sir.
Well, right down there, and I'm standing there, and my so-called mom lives telling me, what are you doing out here? Get in this house. What's going on over there? What? There must be a big fire or something over there. And took me into the house.
Yes, sir.
Now, that always stuck in my mind. That was when, from that point on, I have, after that thing was from when I seen that, I have never been a normal kid or with a normal child.
Yes, sir.
I could, everything that I did from that day forward was kind of backwards.
Yes, sir.
Kind of stupid. Things that other people wouldn't do.
Yes, sir.
I'd go and find a shaver, and I'd imitate my so-called dad. I'm literally, I'm shaving, putting stuff on my face. I'm shaving with this here razor blades, and so I'm doing everything. What are you doing? But everything I'm doing with there seemed to not be right.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So I'll put the people I got in the prison, master, brother, people, I'm special for the message of my son, Brian. This is all so that you can get some of this out of body stuff. So that used to always puzzle me for years, and I could never, I was studying the piano, I was giving piano lessons by a lady named Miss Duncan, and I was starting to learn the piano, but from that day on, I could not remember nothing. I couldn't hold a thing. And I would always ask my mom and dad, them, what was that thing? And I said, that plane, I thought it was a plane, that plane that crashed over there, and just didn't know. They said, there wasn't no plane or something. Something came through there and caught all the apartments and stuff on fire, and the trees was all on fire. There was just some kind of fire started some kind of way or something.
Yes, sir.
Years. This is what came back to me.
Yes, sir.
I'm swinging, and they were going by, and they seen me, the little child.
Yes, sir.
And they seen that I was thinking to fall out of the swing. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
They had to hurry in as fast as they can. They came in, whoop, and they got out, and they came down. When the swing snapped, I was falling, and just before my head hit a rock down there, they caught me.
Yes, sir.
They sit me down, and they say, this is that child to that man that we had seen way down in Carolina.
Yes, sir.